city.
Chief, can you get me a address for that builder?
That'd be helpful.
Thank you.
Case number 11023, Michael and Betsy Philippus, south of Road 277, Angola Road, west of Dogwood Drive, being Lot 10, Block K, Section 2, within Angola by the Bay Development, a variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Hi, Betsy Andy Philippus, 184 Sacramento Court, Mantua, New Jersey, 08051.
Yeah, Mike D. Philippus, 184 Sacramento Court, Mantua, New Jersey.
Okay. And can... I was going to swear you in at the same time, so... Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening.
We are here to ask for a variance for our summer home at 22834 Dogwood Drive, Angola by the Bay in Lewis, Delaware. The application is for a pre-existing summer home. We are actually the second owners of the home that we purchased it in 1990. Our home was one of the first originally built in that development. The homeowner association covenants were actually written for that development in 1969, and our home was built by the people that we purchased it from in 1970. When we bought the home 20 years later, there were wooded lots all up and down the street. None of our lots were developed 22 years ago. At this point, we have neighbors on both sides, both lots developed by single-family homes, and that's been for many years. The lot, we submitted a survey, and it's a recent survey this year, and the lot is slightly irregular in shape, and you'll notice that the northwest front corner, the setback is 11 foot 4 inches, and the northwest rear corner is 9 foot 4 inches. So it's slightly on an angle, and the same as on the other side. The southeast front is 16 foot 2 inches from the property line, and the rear southwest corner is 15.7 foot. So the house was built kind of topped on an angle. So because we are asking for a variance really for the side, we are 8 inches too close in the rear, and then in the front, while the foundation is within the 24-foot setback, the overhang of the house is 18, the roof is 18 inches over. So like that's just like the overhang of the front of the roof. The practical difficulty here is that the home is pre-existing and we cannot modify it. This is not an addition. This home has been standing for 42 years. As I said, one of the original homes. We went to the zoning and permit office and no records of the construction of this house are available. It was before computers and they have nothing. So I'm sure this home, when it was constructed, wasn't done in the shadow of night. I'm sure that there were approvals and inspections, but there's nothing available for me to prove it. The variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property. We want to be in conformance with the zoning. We have a letter from the Homeowners Association back when we purchased the home in 1990, and it says, all approvals were granted during 1970 for construction with setback requirements established at that time. Angola by the Bay has no problem with the sale of the house with setbacks as established in 1970. When we bought the house in 1990, 22 years ago, we never got a property condition disclosure statement. I don't know if it was law that they had to do those back then, but it was not disclosed to us that there was a problem. And in fact, we were given this letter, which indicated everything was fine. We found out that there was a problem because we are currently under contract to sell this house. We were supposed to settle on June 12th, and thank goodness we have buyers that are patient and understanding while we try to rectify this situation. The variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. It has never impacted public health.
It is the least modification possible for the regulations at issue, and we actually really need this variance in order to proceed with the sale of our home, basically.
And I would like to correct my wife on one thing. On the one side of the house, there is an empty lot there that is not a house there.
Well, so, it's a double wide lot.
Yes.
That whole lot, there's one owner, but that one lot is used for septic. There's a mound system there. So he has a house, and then the other lot is a mound. But his house has been there for probably 12 years. And he's considered the new neighbor.
Okay. You know, excuse me. Are there any questions for members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Riggers?
Yes, I have one for our secretary. It's AR1. And it's undersized, 100 foot or 20,000 foot, and you go to
right,
MR.
It could be 10 feet.
Would be 10 feet on the sides, MR setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Yeah. Hearing no further questions, are there, excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the property is unique and the house was not built parallel or perpendicular, whatever way you want to look at it, to the property lines. To make any changes now certainly wouldn't make any sense, therefore being necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously wasn't created by the applicant, but the previous owner obviously has not altered the essential character of the neighborhood and don't think that it will in the future. And then I think their request is a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,023.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Oh, yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills. I'm sorry?
Mr. Hudson seconded it?
Yeah.
Well, he's bigger than me, yes.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,023. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickers?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for reasons stated.
For reasons stated, right.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,023 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a nice night.